This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I could just keep going, Jamie.
I know.
I could come up with all kinds of scenarios.
You sure could.
That's like going to a baseball game and not see a bat.
Dude, it was bizarre.
Yeah,
and we even asked two of the vendors, and they sent us in the wrong direction.
Let me do this first.
Okay, sure.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
It is Friday.
Yeah. Friday, right? Yeah. Friday, I can't keep my days straight for some reason.
Friday.
Oh, Thanksgiving just around the corner, man.
Yeah, sure is.
I'm pretty excited about that. All right, let's see here. KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9. The Odyssey app, you can get it in the podcast later on today. Free. Just go get it. So last night.
Yes.
Where was this at? Cherry Creek?
It was Cherry Creek. It's Cherry Creek North, the Fillmore Plaza.
Big old ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah, big lighting ceremony.
For the tree. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Now, get this, what you're about to hear, okay?
It's bizarre.
Listen, this is weird.
So they have either, I think they have Fillmore, wait, they have Fillmore blocked off or either first and second. I don't remember how it worked. But anyway, so they had it blocked off, right? And it's all these vendors, and I'll get into that later, because they were cool. I bought some cool stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah, I really did. I should bring the one thing up, because it's honey with sweet and sour and jalapenos in it.
Whoa.
And it is good.
I would love that.
Right? It's locally sourced honey.
It sounds good.
That. Yeah, it's really good. Oh, my God. Anyway, so they had all these different like kind of vendors. Everything's all sourced Colorado, right?
Yep.
Which is really cool. And so the tree lighting ceremony, they make this announcement. Please head over to the tree. The tree lighting is about to happen. And so we're looking around, and I'm in the middle of buying my honey, right? We're looking around for the tree. I don't see a tree. And then all of a sudden, pew! The whole street goes out. All the lights.
Oh, yeah. You got to turn the lights out to turn on the tree, right?
No, the power went out.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm assuming that, you know, much like a fireworks show, you got to drop the lights in order to fire up the fireworks.
No, it was pew! And there was like,
bad timing. Oh,
right,
the power.
Before.
And so thankfully, the girl had her transaction on her phone, but so many of the vendors couldn't like make their transactions they were in the middle of because the power went out.
What a nightmare.
I know. Nobody can see inside their little tents or anything. And so I go, well, they must have just turned it on.
Wow. All the power's going to the tree.
Right? And so then we ask this lady, we go, where is that tree? And she goes, I think it's down at Starbucks. So we walk down to Starbucks and there's just some carolers there. Some people singing carols. They're all surrounded them because I'm like, maybe it's a really little tree that we can't see. And no, it was some carolers and they're all singing. And then we asked this other lady, we're like, where's the tree? And she goes, ooh, I think it's over by Saks Fifth Avenue across the street. I'm like, well, that's not even close to here.
How does no one know where this tree is?
I know. It was so weird. We never saw it. We never saw the tree.
You go to a tree line, yep. You never see a tree.
Never saw the tree.
Let me get back to this.
Yeah, sure.
It's like going to a football
game. It is.
You don't see a football.
You don't see a football game.
That's like listening to our show and you don't laugh.
Right.
Don't hear anything funny.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just crazy that you go to a tree lighting and you don't see a tree.
We didn't see a tree.
Hey, Spindell, did you hear this story?
Yeah,
is it bizarre or what?
That's crazy.
I never saw a tree.
You're a good actor. Dude, that was good.
The only tree that I can think of is the one that is in front of, like Saks and all that, right on the mall side. But that wasn't where this was supposed to be.
Isn't there a state law? You can't do a tree lighting unless that tree's at least 20 feet tall.
Right, but we couldn't see
that
it.
That should be a state law. Yeah, but you can't do a Charlie Brown tree and have an official tree lighting.
It's so weird.
That's not
so
cool.
Weird. We never saw it. We never saw the tree lighting.
That's like going to the parade of lights and not seeing a light.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
But I will tell you, they did a great job with that market. Yeah. The Cherry Creek North Market is really cool. It was really cool. And I mean, like I said, almost everything was Colorado sourced.
Yeah, it sounds like the vendors were awesome.
Yeah, they were. It was, and really eclectic too. Like really cool stuff.
And Spindell, that's like going to the weed store, not seeing a bud.
Yeah, how could you go to the weed store and not see any weed?
Exactly.
I just wanted to make sure that it related to you. Okay.
It's bizarre. Trust me, I know.
BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to make one statement and then I'm going to put it to bed.
Okay.
I don't care if people are transgender. I feel like if you've listened to me at all, you know that I accept everybody. But what I won't accept is you not allowing me to have an opinion. It can't be one-sided where your opinion is right and mine's wrong. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Christina Aguilera. She looks unrecognizable after facelift rumors. Apparently, she lost so much weight, right? She's on Ozempic and she looks fantastic. But she didn't stop there. She had a facelift.
Kind of like it, though.
I think she looks hot.
I think she does really look good.
And rarely can you say that, but I think that's a compliment. She looks great.
Yeah, they say unrecognizable, but I mean, she was never ugly, but...
But usually when they use that unrecognizable, they mean bad. Look how terrible this looks. But it looks great.
Yeah, she does look pretty good, I have to say. I agree. I'm thinking about getting one as well.
Yeah.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah, right here. Just right here. Look.
Okay, the jowls?
Yeah. Mm. Well, you don't have to say it like that. I don't have actual jowls. I just have a little bit of like, it's a little looser. And so if they just pull this skin a little bit behind my ears. Like this?
Yeah, I like the way you're holding it.
I know, right? Right? Doesn't that look good?
I'd still recognize you, but,
right, but
you wouldn't
all.
Be unrecognizable.
No, I wouldn't get my lips done or all that other stuff or brow lift. Just a little bit.
That's kind of a good look. Turn it loose again.
No, because you'll say the word jowls, which is every woman's nightmare for a man to say the word jowls.
Take your fingers off of it again so I can judge.
Every woman's nightmare.
You're going to get those jowls fixed.
You're going to be dreaming about that tonight.
And they actually make tape for that. So they make all this weird tape for women. You guys probably don't even know this.
I had no clue.
Yeah, they do all, they do tape that you can like, well, mine are frozen, but my... because of Botox, but they make tape that you can pull up your eyebrows like this.
Yeah.
Literally tape your face.
It's like tape your face.
You can't see the tape?
Yeah, you put it like right here at your hairline. Huh. And then you pull like your little bangs down and stuff. Yeah, like people are taped all over Hollywood. You have no idea. Yeah, they tape them up. They tape like, you know how like you see older people and their like skin on their knees like is hanging down a little bit? Like say you're much older, right? They have tape that they pull it up.
Wow.
Under their skirt. There's tape everywhere. Oh, the secrets y'all don't know.
Yeah. I didn't know about the tape.
There's tape. There's tape. Crazy. All right. Benny Blanco. Benny Blanco, as you may or may not know, has been dating Selena Gomez for a long, long time. By the way, and just a weird situation that they got together because he's not a real looker, right? And he works so closely with Justin Bieber. So it was kind of weird when they got together.
Yeah.
And but now we know that it was Selena Gomez who instigated it. Here it is.
When we were like our first text, like where we were like asking each other out on a date, she asked me out. We were just talking, and then she was like, "Oh, let's go get dinner tomorrow." And I was like, "Oh, I'm going to this thing with my friends. Why don't you come hang out with me first, and then we'll go link for dinner." So we just went and we like got a drink first, and I didn't even realize we were on a date. And she was like, "Well, if this you know." I would have worn something different to this date. And I was like, wait, what? We're on a date? I had no idea.
She said that?
No idea we were on the date. And then like, she like left early because she had to go somewhere. She had to film a video the next day. And then we like hung out like 2 days later. And then I was like, yo, I was like, I think she likes me. And then I literally just kissed her. And then then the rest is history.
I
literally just kissed her.
Oh, it after that was history.
Yeah, history. Every day together. Like as many days as we can.
Oh my God, he's so goofy, but he's so lovable.
I know.
Right?
He seems like a genuine good dude.
Doesn't he? Yeah, he does.
I could see him, though, standing in front of a mirror, looking at himself, going, how'd this happen?
I know.
Selena Gomez.
Right?
What the hell?
He's on a TV show called Dave, which is like Lil Dicky's TV show, but he plays himself, and he has this like super hot model girlfriend on there.
Yeah.
And there's an episode where he's like, yeah, I know you look at me and you see that I look like this, and you wonder how I get a woman like this, but it just happens. And he's just, yeah.
That is a true story about him. It is a true story. I mean, he's completely crazy talented.
Yeah, but you know? He completely owns his looks and everything. Yeah.
That's funny. All right, Jason Kelce. This is really crazy. So he was on, I think, the Jimmy Kimmel, right? So after he comes out, you know they have that back door that they leave and get into their car? Well, there was an erratic fan. I mean, a psycho fan. And he wanted Jason Kelce's autograph. And even though he called him every name in the book, Jason Kelce was kind enough to give him an autograph.
I know.
Which is bizarre. Because this guy was just slamming the bejesus out of him.
He really had to, like, swallow his pride.
Yeah. So here's the audio, number
question.
Two.
Question. Don't do that. We're the king of the streets. People are dying out here. You're jumping in a car like a hot shot. Kiss my f***ing ass. My whole family died before I think. You ain't nobody special. Don't be a I don't care. F***ing autograph. It's the attitude.
I have a habit. I'm not signing for people that follow where I'm going.
We're here at it. We're not following you. We get every guest that comes
public
here.
Information,
Morgan
Jay.
Freeman did it with a busted hand. That's 100 times bigger than your sorry ass. You're nothing. I'll take you out anytime. You. Next question. Yeah. Yeah. Let's rumble. I'll put the glove down right now.
Yo, put him on.
Sign.
Grab the.
Grab it.
He's
grab
gonna
it
sign.
Now.
He's gonna sign.
No, I don't want it.
I don't want it.
Listen,
want it. I'm not trying to be rude.
I don't want.
I'm not trying to be mean.
You are being mean.
I'm trying.
Nice short, buddy. People are dying out here. You are being mean.
Hey, so
it takes a minute. I don't care.
Appreciate your time, dude.
Stop. I will never do that in my life, Lord. I'm ashamed of that moment. God bless you, sir.
You know, as this is going on in Jason's head, It was all about that last encounter when he used the, derogatory term.
Yeah, right.
In his head, he's thinking, oh, God, here we go again. Yeah. It's going to be another video. Yeah. I'm going to look like an a-hole. I can't do this. TMZ. I don't care what this guy says to me. I'll sign it. I'll sign it. Please just give me the thing. Call me anything you want. You know that was going through his head.
Of course it was. Yeah. So he signed it. But, man, that guy was unhinged.
Because there's no way I would have signed that guy's stuff.
Seriously.
No way. Yeah. With how he was acting, he was such a jerk. But Jason, he had already had an encounter, man, that went ugly.
Yeah.
And he knew.
Now, that guy was kind of scary. I think there was a little mental illness going on.
I agree.
Yeah, that's a little aggressive. All right. Chiefs President Mark Donovan says that the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing was never a marketing strategy. Here it is.
I'd love to say that it was a marketing strategy, but it is an authentic relationship, and we're happy to have it, and it's been nothing but good for us. I think the best thing I can say about the whole relationship and what it's had, the impact it's had on us, is Taylor Swift is an authentic member of the Kansas City Chiefs kingdom. She's an authentic fan, and that matters to our fans and our fan base, and it matters to us, and we've tried to respect that.
So there you go.
Yeah, I never thought it was a marketing ploy.
Well, no, they're too. I mean, she's too big to be part of that.
She doesn't need the Kansas City Chiefs.
She doesn't at all. Like, that's just weird. And then P. Diddy, that whole thing continues. Now they're saying that the judge was shown an edited version of the Cassie situation, that video, and that they were not shown the whole thing, that it was only the worst of the worst. They're doing everything they can. Today is the hearing for him to get out, released on bond. And they're doing everything they can. I mean, they're scrambling because I think they know this is the last chance.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, it's not going to happen.
I don't think so. And then finally, after that, this is the cutest story ever. Did you guys know that Pamela Anderson, when her kids were in school, she was a crossing guard?
No clue.
Isn't that adorable? I just love it. Yeah. I forgot her name. Kaya Gerber. She's Cindy Crawford's daughter. She said when she was a little girl, they're like, what do you remember from being a little girl, going to school? And she goes, I remember being little and thinking, this is so crazy that Pamela Anderson is my crossing guard.
And she leaned into it. She was all about it. She took it seriously.
And she wore the little vest and everything. Uh-huh. And she had stop and slow.
You should see our crossing guard.
Oh, really? What's the deal?
No Pam Anderson.
No. Dagnabbit, right?
That's all I'll say. Okay. I don't want to get in more trouble today. Right? It's no Pam Anderson.
No Pam.
Can you imagine you're pulling up there and you got to stop for the kids and Pam Anderson's standing there going like this?
Right?
Be like, holy moly.
I know.
I feel like there'd be a traffic jam for sure.
You pulled up on the set of Baywatch.
Well, I wonder I wonder how many dads would say things like, I'd tap that.
Yeah.
Tap or like.
Tap her on the head.
What was that thing I told you yesterday? Oh, the fart. That's what it was. You remember that
fart,
one? Yeah. We were walking down the hall and you kept saying we were leaving yesterday and I told BJ a joke and it wasn't funny at all. And he kept walking down the hall in front of everybody going, Jamie, it's not fart. It's not funny. It's like, stop saying that.
People were looking at us.
Well, you kept saying it. It was just a bad joke and we could move on.
It was a horrible joke. I wouldn't even call it a joke. It was more like a statement.
It was funny.
Was terrible.
It was about a banana. He had to be there. All right, anyway. There you go. Tablet
trash. By the way, that guy's going to eat that banana. Did you hear that story?
Yeah.
There's a banana that sold for $6 million. Okay? I'm not kidding.
And it's duct taped to a piece of paper.
Is that what it's duct taped to?
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was.
Piece of poster board.
It's considered art.
Right.
Listen. It's a banana with duct tape.
Right.
This gray, silver, whatever that duct tape is.
Yep.
Taped to something, a piece of paper or whatever.
$6 million.
A guy bought it for $6 million. And he said to continue the art of this piece, he'll eat the banana now.
And then I said, isn't that funny? Because he's calling it art, but right before it comes out, it's a fart. See, it has art in it. You guys get it?
It's not funny.
It's fart. It's a fart
with
art.
It's not funny.
It's a great joke.
This is the way we left the building yesterday. It's not funny, Jamie. It's art. It's art.
It's art.
It becomes a fart.
Yeah. It's fart.
It's a fart. Well, it's first it's art, and then it becomes a fart.
You can tell it's Friday, Katie. All right. Wicked hits theaters today. Wicked. Man, these commercials are everywhere.
Yeah, they
they're projecting
their product is everywhere.
They're saying $130 to $150 million this movie's going to make.
I feel like that. I saw some guys last night that were going to a midnight showing or something.
Yeah, they had sneaks last night.
They definitely did.
But AMC has issued a warning. You can't do blank in the theater.
Huh.
Next.
Wonder what that is.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.